What better today, friend? Welcome to the Advantage Joy at Work podcast. I'm thrilled that you've joined me here as I help marketplace leaders unstuck their true potential to thrive in life and leadership, to build successful, sustainable business with collaborative, high-performance teams and joy at work with practical, neuroscience-based advantage guides and coaching. If you need an outside voice with a fresh perspective to challenge and empower you, your team, or business to a new level of performance and engagement, then let's talk now. How to increase happiness in your whole life. At the beginning of this series of guideposts, we noted that the number of people reporting stress, anxiety, and depression is massive. The WHO note that mental health issues have increased 13% in the last decade. That's back in 2017, by the way. And substance disorders are up some 20%. And with suicide as the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds, you realise that this is a huge problem. 1 billion people across the world suffer a mental health problem in 2022. That's one person in every eight. It's a WHO World Mental Health Report 2022. There's a link in the show notes for you. The increase of substance abuse is evidence that people are trying to cope with their stress, anxiety, and depression with the pleasure of the dopamine high. This is creating a dopamine imbalance, which can lead to addiction and is instead making us chronically unhappy. According to Dr. Robert Lustig, in his excellent book, Hacking of the American Mind. In all our striving in the pursuit of happiness, we seem to be paying the price in alcohol and drug abuse, gambling, excess unhealthy food, ice cream, chocolate, smoking, and social media likes. Meanwhile, stress and anxiety are on the rise, and incidents of rage make the news daily. And that stress and cortisol increase reward-seeking behaviour and decrease reasoning ability. The world isn't in pursuit of happiness. It's seeking pleasure to offset the stresses of living because it's quicker than actually pursuing happiness and joy. How do you increase happiness and joy in your whole life? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. As I mentioned, taking a dopamine pleasure high route. It's quicker, especially abusing substances, but it's short-lived. And within minutes or hours, you'll be after another high due to the increase in dopamine imbalance and addiction. Instead, we can deal with chronic unhappiness and gain long-term benefits through some simple, deliberately changes to how we go about our everyday life. Dr. Lustig proposes a solution he calls the 4 C's of happiness: connect, contribute, cope, and cook. Connect. Connect with people you like and enjoy. Join your local church, a social group, or simply have a conversation, preferably in person. Make sure that you practice empathy with them. This engages your mirror neurons to feel what they feel, or to walk in their shoes. The result is a serotonin boost and a feeling of personal contentment, and fulfills your own personal need for belonging and perhaps mattering. Time with pets can also be beneficial and achieve much the same result. By the way, emailing, Facebooking, Instagramming, Twittering, or whatever else is not connecting. Our second C is contribute. Give something of yourself, your time, your resources, your skills, your energy, and your attention to something larger than yourself. Volunteer at a shelter, help a charity, make or repair something for someone else who needs your help. Giving to others is self-transcendent. It's serving. Spoiler alert, this is a large part of your purpose in life. and fulfills your personal needs to matter. Cope. Three activities that will help your serotonin receptors in your brain and hence make you feel happier and better. Sleep, mindfulness, and exercise. Sleep deprivation increases stress and cortisol and causes depression. Sleep is so essential for your brain and body and can fill several volumes alone for the essential benefits and much advice. Read, for example, Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker or Claudia Acquire's 7 Healthy Tips for a Better Night's Sleep. By the way, screens kill sleep. And trying to multitask, which you cannot, is costing you sleep because it increases stress and cortisol. Second coping thing, mindfulness practice, helps you alter your brainwaves and calms your mind very deliberately. We'll be using a mindful process in bridging from stress to joy. Exercise regularly. Whatever takes your fancy, I personally recommend walking. Even better with some company or a dog. Decent, brisk walking is nothing but beneficial. Running is tougher on your body. Cycling means dodging pedestrians and cars. And good stretching is amazingly beneficial. Pilates or yoga for low impact. Combine exercise with mindfulness is better than using SSRIs for treating depression. By the way, TV, Netflix, surfing increases dopamine, kills sleep, is mindless, and usually accompanied with unnecessary trips to the fridge for another beer, candy bar, or ice cream. And our fourth one is cook for yourself. If you don't know how to cook, you are being held hostage by the food industry. Most who are in it to make profit and care less about your health and well-being and like you being addicted to sugar highs and so on. You need to boost 2 items in your diet and knock one out. Up. Tryptophan, more omega-3 and less fructose. Tryptophan is a rare fatty acid. Sometimes found in whole milk, nuts, seeds, eggs, poultry and fish, especially salmon. It is the precursor to serotonin. You need more of it. Omega-3 is another fatty acid and it's an anti-inflammatory and improves your mood. You can find it in fish, especially salmon and mackerel, algae, nuts, plant oils, and in additives for eggs in particular these days. Fructose. Less of this is added sugar. Reduce, better still, cut it. It depletes serotonin and wraps up your dopamine. It is the anti-happiness food of choice. By the way, fast food is your enemy. Fish is your friend, and no, I don't mean filio fish burgers. Learn to cook and choose wisely. Your body and your brain will thank you. That's it. Connect with others. Contribute by giving. Cope by sleeping well. Mindful exercise. And cook fish, poultry, eggs, nuts and seeds for yourself. You will be happy. What about joy? Oh, where happiness is an emotion, serotonin, and circumstantial. Joy is a choice in spite of circumstances. Choose to be joyful. It is said that joy is of the heart. Happiness is on the face. In our next guidepost, we're going to tackle how to increase joy at work. I'm Dr. John Kenworthy, and it's been my pleasure to share this Joy at Work Advantage Guide with you today. Thank you for joining me and supporting my work. Remember, if you ever think that you might benefit from an outside voice with a fresh perspective to challenge and empower you, your team or your organization to a new level of performance and engagement, then let's talk now. You can follow the link at my website, joyatwork.coach. And if you know someone you know would benefit from this Joy at Work guide, please share this with them either by sharing the podcast link, or if you're listening on the Joy at Work website, it's even easier to just click the share button.